Ever feel like reality is just off? Like maybe we're all just stuck in a giant video game. Today, we're diving into the simulation theory. And trust me, you're going to want to buckle up for this
Oh,
one.
yeah.
We're taking a deep dive into some groundbreaking research straight from the International Journal of Quantum Foundations. They're suggesting there might actually be some real science behind this mind-blowing idea.
It's pretty wild stuff.
And don't worry, if quantum physics sounds a little intimidating, that's why you've got us.
Absolutely. We're going to break it all down in a way that, well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand.
Exactly. So let's talk simulation theory. Imagine stepping into one of those massive, hyper-realistic, open-world video games.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
The kind where you feel like you can reach out and touch the screen.
Right.
That's a fundamental idea behind the simulation theory, that our reality, everything we see and experience, is like this incredibly complex video game crafted by, well, some super advanced civilization.
It's a fascinating concept.
Mind-boggling, right? But here's where it gets even more interesting. These researchers are proposing that the system running the simulation would have limitations, just like any computer. I mean, we're talking finite processing power, memory constraints, the whole shebang.
Makes sense. You can't have infinite resources, even in a simulation.
Exactly. So to create a world this vast, this detailed, with those limitations, well, it would have to be smart, strategic about what it renders in high definition.
Oh, I see where we're going with this.
Like, it wouldn't make sense for the simulation to generate the entire universe in perfect detail if no one's even looking at it, right?
Exactly. It's like in video games, they use clever tricks to save on processing power.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, they only render the area around the player in high detail. Everything else, kind of blurry, low res until you get closer.
So you're saying my video game obsession is actually a window into understanding the universe?
Well, there might be something to that. This resource-saving tactic of a simulation, it actually lines up with a key principle in quantum physics.
Okay, now we're going down the rabbit hole. Quantum physics.
Oh, yeah, the really weird stuff. We're talking about the idea that reality itself exists in this state of uncertainty until it's actually observed.
Hold on. Uncertainty baked into reality itself? That's a tough one to wrap my head around.
I know it's a real head scratcher. Think of it like this. Picture a coin spinning in the air.
Okay, got it.
You know it's going to land on either heads or tails, but you don't know the outcome until it actually stops spinning, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
In the quantum world, particles, they behave in a similar way. They exist in this fuzzy state of possibilities until we try to actually measure them.
So they're like, I'll decide what I am when someone's looking.
Kind of. It's like they're waiting for an audience to collapse into a definite state, just like our spinning coin finally choosing heads or tails.
Wow, and that's what you call.
Wave function collapse. And the most mind-blowing illustration of this is the double slit experiment. It's like the cornerstone of all this quantum
All
weirdness.
right, let's hear it. What's the double slit experiment all about?
Imagine we have a beam of electrons, like tiny, tiny particles being fired at a barrier. And this barrier has two small slits, like two little doorways.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Now, behind the barrier, there's a screen that lights up wherever an electron hits it.
Makes sense. So if electrons were just well-behaved little particles, we'd expect to see two bright bands on the screen, right? One behind each slit.
Exactly. Like if you threw paint at those slits, you'd expect two splatters on the wall behind it, right?
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward so far.
But, and this is where things get really wild, instead of those two neat bands, we see an interference pattern. That's a series of light and dark bands, as if the electrons are acting like waves, overlapping and canceling each other out.
Wait, hold up. So you're telling me these electrons, these particles, are acting like waves? What's going on here?
It's the mind-blowing concept of wave-particle duality. These quantum entities can act like both waves and particles, like they haven't quite decided what they want to be when they grow up.
So they're basically having an identity crisis on a subatomic level.
Pretty much. And it throws a wrench into our classical understanding of how things work.
Okay, my brain is doing backflips right now, but I'm hooked. How does this all tie back into the simulation theory, though?
Well, think about it. If we are in a simulation, and this simulation is all about efficiency, only rendering details when absolutely necessary,
Yeah.
well, this behavior of electrons suddenly becomes a lot less bizarre, wouldn't you say?
I see what you mean.
It's like the simulation saying, why waste precious processing power figuring out which path the electron took until someone's actually looking, right?
So it's all about conserving those resources, even in the quantum realm.
Exactly. And it opens up a whole new can of worms.
So the simulation is like a cosmic accountant, carefully balancing the books of reality, only spending processing power when absolutely necessary.
That's a pretty good analogy.
But this whole wave function collapse thing, it's like the simulation is making a choice about what reality to show us, right?
It's certainly a head scratcher.
So does that mean free will is just an illusion and we're all just puppets dancing to the tune of some cosmic programmer?
Ah, the age-old question of free will versus determinism. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're exploring possibilities here. And this research paper takes us even further down the rabbit hole.
Oh, there's more. Weigh it on me.
They dive into something called the Delayed Choice Quantum Eraser Experiment.
Okay, that sounds intense. Break it down for me. What is this Delayed Choice Quantum Eraser Experiment? And what does it tell us about reality, simulated or otherwise?
All right, so picture our trusty double slit experiment again, but this time we're adding a twist. We introduce a device that can either scramble or preserve the information about which slit each electron passes through.
So we're messing with the which way data, making it harder to track those tricky electrons.
Precisely. We're basically adding an element of mystery to the experiment.
And what happens? Do we still get that wave-like interference pattern on the screen?
Here's where things get really wild. When we scramble the which path information, the electrons act like waves again, creating that interference pattern, as if they're relieved we're not spying on them anymore. But get this. We can choose to scramble that information after the electron has already gone through the slits.
Wait a minute. You're saying we can change something that's already happened? That's like changing the outcome of a coin toss after it's landed.
It does seem to defy our everyday understanding of cause and effect, doesn't it?
It totally does.
Yeah.
It's like those electrons somehow know whether or not we're going to peek at their which way information in the future.
It's as if they're sensitive to events in what we perceive as the future, influencing their behavior in the present. It's a powerful demonstration of how our concept of time might be more fluid than we think.
Okay, my head's spinning a bit, but I'm following you. But how does this incredible experiment connect back to the simulation theory?
Well, let's put on our simulation theory hats for a moment. Imagine we were in a simulation, and this simulation, as we've discussed, is incredibly efficient, rendering details only when necessary.
Okay, I'm with you.
This behavior of the electrons, it suddenly becomes less bizarre and more understandable, don't you think?
I see what you mean. It's like the simulation is saying, why bother deciding which path the electron took until someone actually looks?
Exactly. It's a matter of conserving those precious processing resources.
So the simulation is holding back, waiting for us to make a move before it reveals its hand. Fascinating. But this all still feels very theoretical. Is there any way to actually test whether we're living in a simulation?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And that's where this research paper gets really exciting. They propose a thought experiment, a mind-bending scenario that could provide clues about the true nature of our reality.
A thought experiment, huh? You've got my attention.
Picture this. We take that delayed choice quantum eraser experiment to the next level.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Instead of just scrambling the which path information, we introduce a manual switch.
A switch? What kind of switch?
A switch that gives the experimenter direct control over whether or not that information is recorded or erased. It's like giving the experimenter the power to manipulate the very fabric of reality.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a scientist in a lab coat dramatically flipping a giant switch labeled reality on-off.
Well, you get the idea. The goal is to catch the simulation, if there is one, in the act of rendering reality.
So by controlling the switch, we're essentially trying to outsmart the simulation, tricking it into revealing its true nature. I love it. But how would we know if we've succeeded? What would be the smoking gun, the undeniable proof that we're living in a simulated world?
So imagine this. The experiment plays out exactly as we'd expect in a non-simulated world.
Okay, and that means what exactly?
Well, it doesn't necessarily rule out the simulation theory.
Oh?
It just means things are working the way they're supposed to, whether we're in a simulation or not.
Right, makes sense. But you said things could get mind-blowing.
Exactly. There are certain outcomes that could really shake things up, potentially blow the whole simulation theory wide open.
Okay, now I'm really curious. What kind of outcome would have us questioning the very fabric of our reality?
What if the experiment produced contradictory results? Like, imagine we flip the switch to erase the witch cuff information.
Okay, got it. Erasing the information.
But instead of the electrons behaving like waves, like they normally would in that scenario, they hold on to that particle-like behavior.
Almost like they knew what was coming.
As if they already knew the switch was going to be flipped before it even happened, that would be a huge red flag.
Whoa, you're saying those electrons are reading our mind.
Or at least reacting to something beyond our conventional understanding of cause and effect.
Like they're getting a sneak peek at the simulation script.
It's as if the simulation, whatever is orchestrating this grand reality show, is reacting to our intentions, or maybe even our awareness, revealing a deeper layer of reality, something beyond what we can currently perceive.
I'm not going to lie, that's both exhilarating and absolutely terrifying.
Right. It kind of makes you wonder what else we might be missing.
It really does make you think.
Yeah.
But let's say, hypothetically, this thought experiment confirms the simulation theory. Would it change anything about how we live our lives?
The million-dollar question. Does it diminish our sense of free will, or does it empower us to think, hey, if this is a game, let's figure out how to win it?
I mean, if reality is a video game, I'm going for all the cheat codes.
Right. It's a fascinating thought experiment, and even if it doesn't give us all the answers, it pushes us to confront our assumptions about, well, everything. Who we are, what this reality is, what it all means.
It's like realizing the map we've been using our whole lives might not show all the roads. A
Exactly.
little humbling, but also incredibly exciting. So much we don't know.
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it? That sense of wonder, the mystery.
It really makes you appreciate this reality, whatever it may be. Fragile, strange, absolutely incredible. Well, folks, another deep dive into the unknown completed. A huge thank you to you for guiding us through this mind-bending topic. It's been an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure. Always happy to chat about this stuff.
And to you, dear listeners, we leave you with this. If our reality is a simulation, what kind of world would you want it to be? Something to ponder, right? Until next time, keep those minds open, keep questioning, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.